Go ahead.
I'm going to read excerpt number 27 from Shamati, article number 200, the Hizdakhut of the Masach. The Hizdakhut, or cleansing, of the Masach screen, which occurs in the Potsuf, causes a departure of the light as well. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, the rejecting force, and this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli leaves, the light leaves too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason. And then the light appears. And when the light appears, its nature is to purify the Kli, to cancel the Kli of faith. And because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately leaves him. Thus, he should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing. And then the abundance will not stop from him. This is the meaning of each Kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of dearth becomes a place of faith. Were it filled, there would be no possibility for a Kli, a place of faith. Again, the Hizdakhut of the Masach, which occurs in the Paltzuf, causes the departure of the light. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli leaves, the light leaves too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason. And the reason the light appears, and then the light appears. And when the light appears, its nature is to purify the Kli, meaning to cancel the Kli of faith. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately leaves him. Thus, we should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from him. And this is the meaning of each Kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of dearth, of lack, becomes a place of faith. Were it filled, there would not be possibility for a Kli, a place of faith.
Moment with the friends.
I'm going to move on to exit number 29 from Rabash, article 289. The Creator is meticulous with the righteous. Rabash, article 289, the Creator is meticulous with the righteous. The Creator is meticulous with the righteous as a hair's breadth. When a person is in a state of righteous, when he is in ascent, he is meticulous with him that his aim will be for the sake of the Creator, meaning not to take this ascent as support and say, now I see that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator, since now he feels pleasure in the work. It follows that this is not for the sake of the Creator, because it is not the faith in the Creator that makes him be a servant of the Creator, but rather the pleasure is the cause. So what does the Creator do? He drops him from his high state into a state of lowliness. It follows that he is punished on the spot. This is the meaning of the words, "It is very stormy around him," meaning that the Creator is meticulous with the time of righteousness. But when a person is in a state of lowliness, when he does not feel a good state, a good taste in the work, it is pointless to be meticulous with him, because he is in lowliness anyhow, and he has work to approach the Creator. Hence, it cannot be said that he will deny him the flavor of the work, because now he feels no flavor. The blow that one receives from the Creator, when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him. Because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that it gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said, the Creator makes a decree and the righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, taking from him the pleasure of the work, and there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it. That is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree. For now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.
אנחנו קוראים קטע מספר 30.
We're going to read excerpt number 30 from Shamati, number 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? Kedusha, holiness, and Sitra Achra, other side. The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god, is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, holiness, however, it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator sent him these situations, so that one would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that, that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow, and not for oneself. At that time one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, he says, of course the Creator enjoys this work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy, he has no abasement from this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming above reason. A granite. I heard, a pomegranate. A pomegranate, he said, implies to what our sages said, even the vain ones among you are as filled with mitzvot as a pomegranate. He said, rimon, pomegranate, come from the word romemut, sublimity, loftiness, which is above reason. And the meaning will be that the vain ones among you are filled with mitzvot. The measure of the feeling is as much as one can go above reason, and this is called romemut, the sublimity. There is only emptiness in a place where there is no existence. As it is written, hangs the earth over nothing. You find that what is the measure of the feeling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with sublimity, meaning with above reason, and to ask the Creator to give him that strength. It will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel so, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the Romemut of the Creator. In other words, to take everything above reason. And this is the meaning of, and God has so made it that men should fear him. It means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for that, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time, one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, one has no other counsel but to ask of the Creator to help him. It is said about that, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, one would not overcome it. Thus, only then is this state where one understands that there is no one to help him but the Creator. And this is, God has made it so that men should fear him. The matter of fear is discerned as faith. For only then is one in need of God's salvation.
Maybe this quote will help. Maybe he's referring to that. From Rabash, what is a king who stands on his field when the yield is in the work? The correction is, when a person goes in the left, he does not wait to get a descent and fall. He waits for the awakening to come from above. But he continues the left on himself. And then he sees that he's in a descent, meaning that he has no spark to work for bestowal and not for self-benefit. Then he has room for prayer. And this is, as my Baal Sulam said, that he said, David has said, I awaken the dawn, the darkness, and the darkness doesn't awaken me. Meaning King David didn't wait for the dawn, which is called darkness, to awaken him, but he himself awakens the darkness and prays for it that the Creator will shine to him, and by that he gains time from having preparation for the darkness. Then it's easier to